freezing.
Satan sucks, but you're the best. Holy smokes, you passed the test. When I'm with you, I feel blessed. A chinchilla. Satan sucks, but you're okay. Since you came, things go my way. Here tomorrow, here today. One day I woke up and everything was beautiful. My troubles had all fallen out the window. Satan sucks, but sitting pretty by my side. My oh my, a chinchilla.
And you're still listening, and you're listening to CITR FM 102. Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, with special guest DJ
Roger Allen.
Roger, what are we doing today? Please tell the listeners. Donate to CITR.
Yeah, this is a fundraiser for
UBC's radio, CITR, and it's Zine Discorder. And yeah, just here, you know, just trying to put on a show and hopefully get people interested in helping out and maybe donating some money as well.
Yes, please, if you are so inclined, donate to CITR.ca. And CITR is the campus radio station that gave me a chance. I walked in to CITR radio here in 1987. Well, actually, in 1986, it took me a year to get a show, but I eventually got a show in 1987 because CITR gave a chance to me. Independent Campus Community Radio. It's the best way to learn, and I'm still here today. And in fact, actually, Roger, I met you through CITR Radio, right? Could you explain about that?
Yeah, that's true. Just want to make sure, is this
yeah,
is
right?
Yeah, yeah. I contacted, yeah, I it was so long ago now, but yeah, I had an idea for a show after listening to, I used to walk a very long ways every day to work, and every day I would listen to one of your archived interviews with all sorts of super interesting people, and I had an idea for a show, and I emailed maybe CITR, you know, just the at info email. And to my surprise, yeah, you got back to me. And then we talked on the phone. And yeah, I just came down here. I was just thinking of that today. I used to come with just like I remember lugging like a 90-pound crate of just everything I could imagine to bring to the radio show, mostly visuals. And yeah. And anyways, after that first radio show, just, I've just kept coming back because it's just a great opportunity to put out some music and it's just fun to do.
And it gives people a chance. There right there is a picture of me in 1993 in the CITR DJ booth of CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We actually moved from the South Student Union building to the UBC Student Nest, and we are all set up here in a brand new studio. Well, it's been 10 years, but it's amazing, but it's all listener-supported. So really, we appreciate your donation to CITR, and donations this year go to help out Discorder Magazine, which is CITR's program guide. And actually, we began with, rest in peace, Valera, who is the drummer of Cub, with Cub, featuring Lisa Marr on guitar, Robin Awada on guitar, Lisa Marr is on bass, and Valera on drums. And Lisa was the editor of Discorder Magazine. So we kicked, what can you say about Cub? We kicked off with Cub there, didn't we, Roger?
Yeah, we heard Cub, founder of Cuddlecore, and yeah, Vancouver's sort of cuddlecore band from the late 80s. And speaking of CITR and UBC Radio, I interviewed several members of Cub for a podcast that I was kind of had the opportunity to create for UBC using the digitized CITR library. And yeah, Lisa spoke on how she was a DJ here in the late 80s and how important it was to her, and also how she was the editor of Discorder magazine, so the perfect ambassador.
And we played Cub, My Chinchilla. And today we're going to play a whole bunch of tunes relating to CITR and Discorder magazine. Right, Roger? You've brought in tons of records.
Yeah, I brought in a lot of records to play. So yeah, we're going to keep the love going with Girl Trouble coming up next.
Right now on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, here is Girl Trouble from Tacoma, Washington with
Homework.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, I can't hear.
you're still listening, I hope, to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Show, live on CITR Radio. And we are also simulcasting on Twitch with special guest DJ...
Crooked Walker.
Roger...
Allen.
Roger Allen. And... Oh, okay. That was Jasper just running in the room telling me to turn on Roger's mic. Ba-boom! Roger, what did we just hear there?
Yeah, from the beginning, we heard Girl Trouble from, Tacoma, Washington, doing a cover of the Otis Rush song Homework, which is a subject everyone here at university, I'm sure, can understand. And that record was on Wig Out Records, which I believe was their own label because I couldn't find any other band on it. Then we heard Mudhoney's Touch Me, I'm Sick. And Mudhoney, an amazing band from Seattle, Washington, which I recently read Mark Arm's book, and Mudride. And through Nardwuar's recent interview with Mark, I learned about his crazy record collection and his love for Northwest music. And I saw Mudhoney play right here at UBC. And after Nardwuar, your very earnest intro speech, Mudhoney went right into the song Here Comes Sickness, which was appropriate.
Yes, I told everybody to spit on me. And the reason being was, I was promoting this concert with Mudhoney called Modad, and everybody that went to the gig was given a penny. And if they went to the next Nardwuar gig, they would be given a...
nickel.
And if they went to the next Nardwuar gig, they'd be given a...
quarter.
And so and so. But unfortunately, the Mudhoney audience didn't quite understand that, so I became frustrated because they didn't understand that. And then they started throwing pennies at me, and then I took it to the next level and said, hey, spit on me! Everybody spit on me! Right before Mudhoney came on the stage, and I was sick for like 3 months afterwards. Same with my mom as well. So I wouldn't advise anybody doing that. But that was an amazing gig, though, Roger. Mudhoney at the Sub Ballroom, right? That was amazing.
It was amazing, yeah. And that was a great... was it a CITR Presents, or was it you? Who...
It was Nardwuar, the Human Serviette, and CITR Presents Mudhoney, Wodad, at the Sub Ballroom. With Beat Happening.
Yeah, with Beat Happening.
And we had Beat Happening and the Smugglers as well.
The Smugglers, yeah. It wasn't an amazing...
And the Evaporators, my old band.
Yeah, you played as well. For the longest time, I thought I had seen Nirvana. I told people, hey, I saw Nirvana, but I was always wrong. It was Mudhoney, who put on an amazing show. And speaking of Nirvana, I just brought this CD single just to show as I know CDs are coming back in popularity. People are seeking them out and searching for them. And this is kind of interesting as this is a CD single. And I think the only way you can hear the song School live was on this CD single.
And it's interesting, if you could put that again up to the camera, you can see Nirvana, Come As You Are. And right below it says, donate to CITR.ca. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise money for CITR Radio. And there's a connection between Nirvana and CITR. One of the early Nirvana 7-inches was given to CITR. We no longer have that 7-inch. It was given to us at CITR Radio. And that 7-inch is now worth $20,000. Ironically, that is the amount of money we're trying to raise for CITR Radio during their fund drive. All the DJs at CITR are trying to raise some money for Discord Magazine, which is CITR's program guide. And if you're so inclined to support independent radio, and independent radio, campus radio, gives people a chance to do a show. Like people like me, it's amazing. You're a producer, you're the operator, you're a writer, you're in total control. You can pretty much do whatever you want. And if you're interested in like possibly donating, donate to CITR.ca. And your donation inspired by Nardwuar, if you could. That's what we're trying to do, Roger, right? That's what we're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do. And we also heard in that set Love Battery with the song Foot. One of the lesser-known bands of the late 90s from Seattle, Love Battery with Foot. And that record is a colored vinyl from Sub Pop, so you know it's a first pressing because all of Sub Pop's first pressings were colored. And Love Battery played in Vancouver at the Cruel Elephant on a cold Sunday night in December 1991 to just Grant and you, Nardwar. That's what
and
I
you
heard.
You remember that gig? Yes, Grant booked that gig. He was working at Teamworks Productions, and he booked Love Battery in. It was amazing.
What do we have coming up right now, Roger?
Right now, we're going to play some information I sourced from the CITR Digital Library, which anybody has access to. It's pretty cool. A lot of the old interviews, promos, etc. are on it. And, just some bumpers for old concerts. So if you hear this, it's not coming up.
On CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Columbia, yeah.
Canada.
Da!
I love summer. Are you going to the Mint Summer Samba Saturday, August 6th at the Commodore Ballroom?
Saturday, August 6th at 8 p.m. Catch Cuddlecore Queens, Cub. Superstars, The Smugglers. Bodacious Rockers from Victoria, Bump. And Pop Sensations, Pluto. Get your tickets at all the usual outlets.
So that's Cubs, The Smugglers, Bum, and Pluto, Saturday, August 6th at the Commodore Ballroom. Another lazy, leisure crazy CITR presentation.
While most stay outdated, no, I'm not conceited just because I've made it to the top. In this world of hip-hop, watch another head rock. I let the bass drop hard, like a bunion on your foot, like a junkie, a monkey, yes, I've got you hooked to my rhythm. Like your homeboy on the bass pipe, watch me ignite like a light, because I'm too hype on the microphone. I'm holding my bone, you're just a worker bee while I stay the king drone. You might as well retire, because I'm a Spencer for hire, so don't get smart with me, son, don't call me sire, but a rebel. Because of the bass level, it'll smack you up. And send you to the devil on cargo. Just like Wells Fargo, girls see my money. Yo, they wish my cargo over them. Just like a Mack truck. But girls like that just want my bucks. And ducks, what do they get off? Body never righty, but reciting your rhymes. And oh yes, it's quite amazing. But in my eyes, ducks are glazing. Over a flame, into the pit. I'm legit. To tell the truth, your composition was shit. On myself, no, I'm not bragging. But like a diaper with piss, you are sagging lowly. Slowly and lonely, I'll treat your ass like Axel Foley and throw you out the window. Just like another out of luck plucked duck, there they go. They try to play me like the hopeless pope, but I just say no. Why? Because I know they can't cope. Knack to a track, set the mic on fire. Check the angle of attack while I take it higher to the
next level of step. The rhythm is kept in time with the rhyme while you're wet with sweat from dancing on the dance floor. That's what we came for. Doing damage, that's a name for what we do to a crew. We make them nervous, out of date, too late, and out of service. Cast by the wayside as we glide straight to the top. It's not a long ride. Knowledge is the tool, the fuel, and I'm igniting. As knowledge is born, you're enlightened. Sample and taste the bass that we inflicted. One hit of this and you're addicted, just like a junkie. The beat's funky, should I say dope, because they can't cope. Versatile with the style, get wild, what we do. E's and Quays, they call us EQ. Equalizing, mesmerizing. Hot or soft, come off, it's not surprising. Used to play the sideline, now I'm gonna go for mine. When I say a dope rhyme, I drop it on time. Put the bass in your face, rock the place. The rhymes I write and recite are in good taste. If the party is cold, I heat it up, food for the soul. Come on, eat it up, I'm talking main course. Here's the entree, someone somewhere out there might say that I'm whacked, or do I lack? The answer is no, because I know they can't cope.
Drums check my voice, hum, jet to the exit, don't even test it when I come. And now it's already known that I can write my ass off, but this ain't shit, wait till I cast off. Casting off like an adventurer, Hawk Finn, the shoes, my size 12, just swelling buckskin. So notify your next kid, it's in the phone book. I take your ponies out cause I don't like the clone look. Another rapper to be classified whack, it can't be me cause all I need is a hand clap. Fast enough is what it is, move my tongue to try to make it in the biz. Gee whiz, drawers are dropped at the sight of this. I'm not full so you can call me shitless, get this? Yeah, now what you gonna do? 1, 2, mic check and set for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, what you gonna do? Well, I'm here, set for 1992. 6'3" and I'm coming to find you. Recollect for a second, scratch your head. Young gun, here I come again, swing man. Straighten the sheets like a bed mate. Coins are tossed and they pop back at ya. Grab a partner and cha-cha-cha-cha. Sing for me, go rah-rah-rah-rah-rah. Like a caveman, I go unga, unga. Bobble your head, so I guess that I rung ya. Switch it up for me, now I can hear a different tune in the corner of my ear. Particularly known that I be doing this. Cooling when I'm hanging out, flip it up a bit, and now I look at all my doubters pout. I'm gonna skip away, throwing the towel soon. Zoom, another monsoon. Boom, stick with this like a white picket fence. Number one ticket, 792, check it.
1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, what you gonna do? 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, what you gonna do?
Catch my wave and come and jump in for a swim. No hair on my chin because I shave it every day. Every day I shave it with a filler shaped tracer. Keep my skin smooth, you wanna come and touch it? Jagged like a sandpaper edge and I won't budge. Invest the best, you get the sludge. Something you know well, I know that you like the feel of it. Why though, I guess you just don't really wanna deal with it. Let's do this, I command like a lieutenant. Stretching out my lyrics, so my message I'll mention. Capital Man coming again, I'm dropping it like this. The wizard wasn't a rock in the mic and I'm really excited about the whole record deal that I got. Got the plot of Baba Baba, couldn't even be this hot. Hip hop, I don't stop, the track's done. What you gonna do, I guess you're gonna.
1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, what you gonna do? 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, 7 for 92. 1, 2, what you gonna do?
Yeah, and I wanna give a fat shout to the DJ LA Love who hooked up the beats, the Dream Warriors, Organized Run, everyone down in Ottawa, everyone in TO, and you know, I'm out like an old couch.
but they got no show. So I'ma grab the mic, flip a strip, believe it's done. Buckshot's the one that gets the job done. Mic check, I get paid to wreck the set. Get ready to jack, cause I'm a threat to your fret. No hope barred, incomplete move fakers. Best to pay the back and watch a girl, I might take her. If she the grab, I'ma diss her then slide. If she try to rip, I got my Smith on my side. Word to God, here I come to make way. Rugged and rough, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know who got the flow. Spitting my verbs like an automatic weapon. Suckers keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know. So I played them like a hippie from the 60s, but I'ma get paid from the 90s. Quick to play your little rascal out, life's time to kick your flavor. With my lifesaver techniques, guaranteed to move freaks, and I'll go on for weeks. Maybe years, if my peers give me ears to fill. Lick off a shot and act ill, fall late and chill. See, I paid my dues, now you can't tell me nothing. This is dedicated to the ones who kept fronting. The ones who try to diss and pose high, oh no. That's cause you had low, see now I got dough. And I'm paid off my rectum, meaning my backbone. Grab the mic, flip a mad script to your dome. Suckers, I kick them like Taekwondo. Yes and low, from head to toe, to let you know.
Who got the power? Who got the power?
Of the buckshot shorty, son, pass the boom, keep a top on a 40. Never, ever, ever get played. Kill that, bust a mad cat in your back, cause I'm all that straight from Brooklyn, better known as Brooklyn. He looped the hookin', your whole beat's cooking. Must take charge, ball guard, I'm the man. Bust my plan and feed back on my fan. Must I cruise, pay dues, I never lose when I break on fools. Wake up, you don't snooze. Bust the move, I get smooth like Roadie. Kicking like the four horsemen, yeah, you know me. Booming like a speaker with my $100 sneakers. Baggy black jeans, knapsack, and my beeper. Keep a fresh cut, never see me with a busted flow. And I'ma let you know.
And you're still listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show with special guest DJ
Roger Allen.
Roger, could you please explain what are we doing today? What are we doing today?
We're on the radio and we're live and we're doing a CITR Discorder fundraiser in the hopes of, yeah, bringing some money into keeping the programming and station running.
And what exactly is CITR Radio? What is CITR Radio? A radio club that, well, you can get involved. You can do a radio show. You can be in total control, as I mentioned. You can do news, sports. You can eat your lunch in the lounge. You can be involved in the administration of the station. It's amazing. It's student radio. And it's on the World Wide Web. And today we're on Twitch as well. And playing a whole bunch of records in honor of CITR having a fund drive. Donate to CITR. We're trying to raise some money for Discorder magazine, which is CITR's program guide, which has been going since 1983. And Roger, you brought in a whole bunch of records to play today.
Sure, yeah, we did. I did. We. I refer to myself as two. Yeah, and from the top, we heard Vancouver's EQ with the track They Can't Cope, and Ease and Kilo C, along with Terror T and the Beat Assassinator, were, I think, the very first to put out rap music in Vancouver. And I'm pretty sure I saw Ease at Sound Wars, which was right here at UBC, which was a pretty amazing festival of not only hip hop, but graffiti and dance. And I'm pretty sure I saw Terra T open for Leaders of the New School at the Cruel Elephant in Vancouver. I think
it was actually at the Hungry Eye, but they did open.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, the Hungry Eye. I always get those two mixed up.
Well, actually, it turned into the Hungry Eye. Oh. It was the Cruel Elephant at the location and another location, so it could have been the Cruel Elephant.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I'm confused.
Or I'm wrong.
I remember at the Leaders of the New School show because there was such a huge crowd trying to get in, and I do remember Busta Rhymes coming out and kind of yelling at everybody to calm down and that. But that was EQ. We had a sort of an issue with some MP3 files. Hopefully we'll be able to play those as there is some evidence of Sound Wars. But
people can check out if they want at CITR Audio Tapes and type in DJ Sound War, and you can hear promos and you can hear a bit of the DJ Sound War. A few tapes still remain from DJ Sound War, and also Rest in Peace, The Incredible Ease from EQ.
Right. And I believe I saw the last, if not one of the very last Ease shows at Red Door, I believe it was, off Hastings in Vancouver. I didn't know at the time, but it was cool to see Incredible Ease. And I believe Kilosi was there. And I noticed on the back of this maxi single for EQ, they thank Graceland. And I brought in just to show you, Nardwar, I've got this Discotext zine, which was Graceland's zine. They had their own zine. And my friend John, actually, when we were in high school, still drew this cover. And it's just funny because there's a little interview with him inside about how he loves going to Graceland and that. And we were only 17.
And they actually put a lot of the Discotext in a book. There was a book that came out.
Yeah, that's true.
And also there was a book of Elements Magazine. And Elements Magazine was the hip hop version of the Scorter Magazine that we at CITR, donate to CITR.ca, are trying to raise some money for. Elements you can check out. I think it might be sold out, but it's an amazing collection of all the magazines, Elements magazines, a subdivision of the Scorter. They came out in the 1990s. Shout out to J Swing and Flip Out. Back to you, Roger.
Oh, then we heard Ottawa's amazing band Organized Rhyme, who were also performers on Electric Circus, Canada sort of dance show, and famous for having Tom Green in with Organized Rhyme. The song was called Love One, and I have this EP here, which is pretty cool in my opinion, because Organized Rhyme's Stiffen Against the Wall never actually came out on vinyl. So I have a rare promo EP, I guess, for a few tracks that were to come out. But then the real vinyl never did come out, just the CD. And this CD is actually, out of all my CDs, the most valuable out of my collection, which is kind of funny. And I also believe Farm Fresh, another hip-hop band from Ottawa, were in this interview where I first saw Organized Rhyme on Much Music. It was an Ottawa scene report. And it was cool to see. I remember Love One winning a Juno here in the Canadian Music Awards. And then after that, we heard Black Moon with Who Got the Props, the MW Smooth Mix, an EP I bought at a short-lived hip-hop store around 1992 in Vancouver. It was in the location of the Beatles Museum and Collectors RPM. I don't know if you remember that store in Ardwar. But I used to go in there all the time. I believe I learned about Black Moon from an article in Discorder when, you know, of course, you pick it up. Much like The Rocket, I used to always grab in Washington. Discorder always was a window into bands that you hadn't heard of before because there was no internet back when I was first finding these zines around. And one thing I really miss about those older Discorders were the comics. There used to be a lot of comics in the old issues, especially that one, I'm forgetting the name now. He had, a mohawk, glasses. I don't know if you remember that one, Nardwar, but it was something I enjoyed.
Thank you so much Roger for coming in today and playing a whole bunch of stuff related
to the history of CITR Radio and also the Discorder magazine. That's what we're playing today, and we're trying to raise some money for CITR/Discorder magazine. And thank you everybody also for listening and enjoying us on Twitch, and thanks for giving us a lot of audio suggestions as well. Roger was saying he wanted to play something, but I think the CD is a bit scratchy. There's a bit of distortion on there, but thanks also for everybody bearing through all the different mic levels. But that's a great thing about CITR Radio, is like you can learn on air. Is that good to learn on air? And I'm still learning. And I guess the minute you learn everything is the minute you should quit, possibly? Roger?
Well, every time is like the first time when we're on here.
It does seem that. So, it does seem that way. And what do we have coming up right now? Donate to CITR.
We're going to switch channels, as somebody might say, anyways, and play some Vancouver hardcore with Brand New Unit.
On CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver.
British Columbia.
British Columbia. Canada.
Da!
And you're still listening to, I hope, CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show Fun Drive Edition with special guest DJ
Roger Allen.
And Roger, what exactly are we doing? Like, people see kind of Fun Drive 2025, donate to CITR.ca. What exactly does that mean? Donate to CITR.ca, Fun Drive 2025. And why are you here out on an Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show playing these tunes? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is an attempt to pique people's interest in demonstrating just what they can do if they really wanted to. They can come down here and do what we're doing. And also, maybe if they can't do that, maybe they can donate money so other people can continue to do things like we're doing right now, which is put on their own radio shows and basically be able to pick their own content and tell their own sort of stories through this radio program.
And like, we're at the University of British Columbia,
right?
CITR, but there are CITRs all across Canada, and there are CITRs all across the United States of America. A lot on the West Coast begin with K, and W on the East Coast, and in Europe as well. So there's college radio everywhere. It's true. You can do a podcast in your basement. You can be heard worldwide through YouTube or Twitch, etc. But it's really fun to be part of the community campus radio because you have them behind you. Like, for instance, this show, and many shows that I've done are archived on CITR.ca the website. Amazing. I do not have to pay for that. Thank you, CITR. So that's kind of like what some of the money goes for, like helping DJs archive their shows. Also, us putting out the program guide, Discorder Magazine. And that's what we're raising money for this fun drive. Back to you, Roger.
Yeah, that's true. Everything you just said. And I mean, I've been looking at Discorder and listening to CITR since I was just a teenager. I remember tuning it in on a weekend night at my parents' on my boombox to hear the alternative types of musics and sounds and recording it. I played once one of these radio shows we did. I did a whole show just on music that was only on cassette. And I had a few, before the library was digitized, I had a few cassettes where I had recorded old from the mid-80s CITR radio shows, and just it meant a lot to me because it was a window into music I wasn't able to hear otherwise. And from the beginning there, we heard Suri's brand new unit with the song Deep Inside. And just recently I spoke to Flex Your History, who has the cool Instagram account that documents Vancouver's hardcore scene, and they said they saw brand new unit at Bridgeview in Surrey with AFI back in 1998. And I was surprised to hear that because AFI, I think of as being a pretty big band, but they played, well, everyone's got to start somewhere, but they played a small venue.
And rest in peace, Gary, the singer of Brand New Unit.
Yeah. I don't have a Brand New Unit handbill, but I did bring this handbill for another Vancouver hardcore band from about that time, Strain. And this is for a North Van show, Nardwar, which is, I know, maybe interesting to you, Lonsdale Rec Center. And this brand new unit, 7-inch, they have an address on it for North Delta, which
is Dave Spicer, who put on all those gigs.
Yeah, which always reminds me of Kennedy Hall.
He put on a gig.
Yeah, going to see, or sort of
The Accused.
Going to see The Accused, yeah. And that's a long story, but
shout out to Dave Spicer.
Yeah, North Delta had such a impactful music scene, just also with all those bands like Witch's Hammer and the North Delta Hall, I think, is where all the metal bands played sort of before even punk got going in sort of the Vancouver area. Black Wizard, I think, was one of the bands that used to play out there. Black Knight. Moving on, we heard Gorilla Biscuits with High Hopes, and Walter Schriffels is in Gorilla Biscuits, and through the power of CITR Radio, I was able to contact Walter because I really loved, and still do, the band Gorilla Biscuits, and Nardwar and I actually ended up interviewing Walter Schriffels right here. It seems so long ago, and this is still a new studio, but it was right here in this studio, and I mean, that was pretty amazing. I believe it was through Zoom, but we...
Yeah, we did. I remember it was like...
Yeah.
Looked over there. And actually, if people are wondering, this is the studios. We are live here at the studios of CITR Radio, aren't we, Roger?
Yeah, this is a big, brand new, beautiful studio.
10 years old now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because I remember all the shows we did in the old studio, and I really loved the sub-ballroom at UBC. I liked it for, I don't know, nostalgic reasons, I guess. I don't know. You couldn't have had a more awesome place for a student. There was a giant arcade, a huge bar, a big ballroom for punk bands to play, a movie theater.
A bowling alley.
Cafes and things like that. I believe that building is still there, isn't it? It's just
yes,
empty?
Yes, they've totally renovated. I think CITR is now a physics lab.
Okay.
But we are in a new location.
Yeah, yeah.
Donate to CITR. We have moved here, thankfully. And the money that you donate will this year be going towards not only CITR, but CITR's program guide, Discore.
Dur!
And you, Roger, have brought out a whole bunch of records for us to play today. What do we have coming up?
Well, before we move on, let's go back, because I also wanted to mention Walter Schriffels. I won't read the whole thing, but Walter Schriffels did send me an email about how much he enjoyed seeing Vancouver's Spark Marker.
Another... Oh, please go ahead. Yeah, that'd be amazing if you have that email.
Okay. Walter Schriffels.
Rest in peace, Kim Kinnikin of Spark Marker, too.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I wanted to bring this up, just because, again, I met with Kim Kinnikin, whose name I always have said wrong up until just then. I met with him, I guess it was maybe over a year, because of Quicksand, I believe, was playing in Vancouver. And I met up with Kim to talk, and I also bought some records off him. And then also because Nardwar and I interviewed Walter Schriffels, and we just played Gorilla Biscuits, which Walter was in, and I'm going to continue just blabbing. But Walter wrote to me, he remembers Spark Marker, they were great. I believe they opened up for Gorilla Biscuits in Vancouver, our first time there, and I was very impressed with Spark Marker. I think for the first time I saw them, they all had their hair bleached, so they had a good unified look, similar to Dagnesty, and I became pen pals with Kim. I remember them more clearly opening for Quicksand some years later, and I also saw them in New York once. They were great, tons of energy, a solid songwriting. They were one of the best hardcore bands, not only in Canada, but also America. So, yeah, that was sort of that. And as Nardwar pointed out, RIP, Kim Kinnikin. And after that, we heard Seaweed with the song Inside. And I have the evidence here. I saw Seaweed in Vancouver opening for Bad Religion, co-opening with a band called Green Day. And I have the ticket here to that show. I believe this was a co-CITR presented event. And I have a clear memory of this because my friend Adad was friends with a drummer from Green Day, and Green Day had not become Jimmy Fallon's favorite band at this time.
I think they went to Clown Camp together,
and
Trey Cool went to Clown Camp, hosted by Wavy Gravy.
Yeah, pretty interesting way of meeting. And yeah, we just sort of hung out. I think we drank in a park prior to the show with Green Day. And I don't think that's going to happen again, but the song and the memory lives on. And I also brought this other zine, which I'd love to sort of let you read and understand on the band Seaweed, but it's basically not legible the way it's been printed. It's this teeny little text on this solid black background. But I do know that they mentioned the band The Dwarfs as being maybe the only punk band that's more punk than them, which maybe isn't a comparison you want to make.
Thank you, Roger, for bringing all these tidbits in. It's amazing, like all the ticket. What's that one ticket again, the green ticket? What's that one?
This one. This is, Bad Religion, Seaweed, and Green Day at Vancouver's 86th Street in 1992, which was in the Plaza of Nations, a plaza created for Expo 86, which is now, I think it's gone. I think the plaza is gone now. It had a roof over the plaza where I also saw Fugazi, actually, one time as well.
What are some of the other tickets you have there?
And I think I believe I saw Seaweed open for Fugazi in Bellingham as another memory. Well, okay. This one for sure is still clear enough to read. This again is Bad Religion, and it says presented by CITR and Georgia Strait at the Commodore Ballroom, January 15th, 1993, Coffin Break, Chrome Dog, and Bad Religion. But yeah, another example of a college radio station presenting music, bringing music to Vancouver, and maybe otherwise these bands wouldn't have come here.
And what do we have, Roger, coming up?
Coming up next, we are going to hear from a Chilliwack band, but let's, for the grander audience, we'll say another Vancouver band with Mystery Machine and the song Pound for Pound.
And we saw a little bit of Mystery Machine beforehand. People are probably seeing a bit of me queuing up records, and it was actually a flexi disc, isn't it? It's a red flexi disc.
A flexi disc, yeah. And actually, if, I mean, it's on the turntable now, but it's funny. If you actually look at it, it says a network presentation, and it has like a AOL, I think, email on it or something similar to that for contacting, even prior to like somebody having, you know, at Network Records, their contact. But yeah, Mystery Machine, and the song is called Pound for Pound, and it's on a red flexi disc.
So here we go on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar de Human Serviette Radio Show. Oh. Some Mystery Machine!
Ealing!
Together, Ready for the radio, ready for
And you're still listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, yeah. And Denard Ward, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And Roger Allen, who is helping me here today, what exactly is going on? People are wondering, what exactly is going on? Like, what are we doing today? What are we playing?
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Just speak right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're playing records to have a radio show at CITR and raise money, hopefully, and awareness to a fundraiser that's going on right now for CITR Radio, as well as Discorder Zine that CITR helps put out, I guess is the best way to put that. And we're at UBC, we're playing music relating in various ways to CITR.
Donate to CITR.ca. We're live here at CITR Radio, in case anybody is wondering. And actually, we're also live on Twitch, and we actually had a little bit of comment from Jay saying, hey, this is my old band.
Yeah.
Could you explain what possibly could he be alluding to? It wasn't the X-ray specs, what we just heard right there, right?
No, that was, Vancouver's Forbidden Beat. I don't know if he was in one of the bands that made up Forbidden Beat, because there were a lot of bands, and there was the Bill of Rights, there was a House of Commons, there was Another Kind of Blues, there were Celebrity Drunks, there were all sorts of members from all different bands, a sort of punk super band in Vancouver.
Maybe you could show the record cover.
Here's the record cover, and this record cover was the very first thing I drew on a t-shirt when I decided I wanted to be punk. I had no access to punk clothing or t-shirts or anything, but I did have some old white undershirts, and I did have a copy of Discorder, and there was an ad that showed this image, what looks like some gas masks, I'm guessing, on some things. I don't know, people, I assume. And I drew this on a t-shirt, and I wore it around with the words Forbidden Beat under it, because I had heard it on the radio and then saw it in Discorder Zine.
Jay, Blackberry Jam Studios, also said, oh no, the Zamboni Drivers. And actually, the Zamboni Drivers were the band that actually led you to CITR Radio, kind of, Roger, right? The Zamboni Drivers, we also play in that set. We're playing music from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Just a tiny bit there, the Forbidden Beat was. But we played some Zamboni Drivers. Oh, the Zamboni Drivers are coming up.
Yeah, we have.
Actually, thank you. So that's the difference, I guess, if you're listening live on CITR Radio, CITR.ca. Yes, you can donate. We're also broadcasting live on Twitch. So I guess Blackberry Jam Studio saw a bit of foreshadowing of what we were going to play. So I'll save that till later. But back to you, Roger.
Right. So yeah, we just heard Forbidden Beat, Vancouver's Forbidden Beat, with Death by Insanity. Before that, we heard X-Ray Specs with I Am Poser. And before that, we heard the Pooh Sticks with Teenage High, sort of college rock at its finest, or university rock, I guess you could call it. I think that may have just been a North American thing. But that Pooh Sticks record, actually, that I have here somewhere, it came with a bonus inside, which is kind of always a cool thing that you may stumble upon when you buy a used record. Somebody had clipped out all sorts of news articles relating to the band and put them into the record sleeve, and probably put it on a shelf and forgot about it. And then somebody sold it, and I bought it, and I saw inside it all these different articles relating to the band. And if you don't know, Pooh Sticks, sort of a, well, every, you know, it's a good name, sure. Pooh Sticks is an actual game. It's relating to Winnie the Pooh, and it's when you two people drop sticks into a river, and then you watch them go down to a certain point, and whoever gets there first wins. That's actually what Pooh Sticks are. but they're Welsh, and maybe they don't get the slang for the word. I don't know. But those were the three bands that we just played. And yeah, upcoming is the Zamboni Drivers with Skating Ghost, as Nardwar let the cat out of the bag. I heard the Zamboni Drivers on CITR, and it was a song that I really loved. I loved the fact that it was about skateboarding. It was a Vancouver band, and for like 20 years I was looking for that 7-inch. And it was actually Nardwar who let me know of a person who was selling records and I sought them out, and they were at a like a flea market here in Vancouver. And yeah, I went through, like, they had like 1,000 at least records there, and I found it, and I was so happy to get it.
And Dale, the singer, is from Noise to Go Records in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, which you frequent quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true. I thought that was pretty interesting. That, yeah, but, and I love the album art as well, which is just some sort of psychedelic looking skateboarding going on there. And I just noticed on the back.
Oh, sorry, I'll flip to you.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Sort of some cool, maybe 60s or 70s inspired artwork. And it's just a folded piece of paper with a print on it, which is always cool to find as well.
So what do we have coming up right now? Again, thank you, everybody, for your subs. Really appreciate that. For the subs, the people, we are a shout out to Online VCR. And also shout out to Coffee Jelly and Heinz and the V Experiment and XXCALLI and you for donating to CITR.ca on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And what do we have coming up right now?
Yeah, right now, as we've said, the Zamboni Drivers with Skating Ghost.
On CITR FM 102. Actually, let's show people. Maybe you could grab the phone right now. You can actually see me in action here. This is what I do, like, on CITR FM. So there's the record that we have, the Forbidden Beat record is spinning. And on the board right there, it's down. So, now all I got to do is, actually, I have to stop that, otherwise it will go on the air, so I can put up the level now. And this is for the people that are watching at home, and all I got to do is hit start right here on the Zamboni Dry Verse.
I was sure. I asked the man, I asked them to stay for a while. They agreed, they sat for a tea, both drinking with a smile. But I felt this pounding deep inside my head, and I tried to cover the pain. The hurting it just won't stop, but I confess that's truly insane. I was sure, asked them in, asked them to stay for a while. They reached head for a deep breath again with a smile. But I found this pain deep inside my head, and I tried to cover the pain. The hurting it just won't stop, and I confess that's truly insane. The horizon drove me crazy, stopped me in my tracks. The ice was cold and hazy, stopped me in my tracks. The horizon drove me crazy, stabbed me in my back. The ice was cold and hazy, stabbed me in my back. You know, in my back.
And you're still listening, I hope, to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and an Ardwar to Human Serviette radio show doing a fundraising show for CITR Radio. That's why we got that big Chiron on the screen. That's the word, Chiron? Donate to CITR.ca. And also joining me, you heard with a bit of A, is guest DJ Roger.
Crooked Walker, Roger Allen.
And Roger, I kind of had a double shot of this past band.
Beyond Possession.
I had a double shot.
Double shot, yeah. Of Alberta, Canada's Beyond Possession, who I first heard on Thrasher Magazine's Skate Comp number 2. And an amazing band. A band from Alberta, along with SNFU, another amazing sort of Canadian hardcore band. We're not sort of, they are. And before that, we heard the Zamboni Drivers, which we talked extensively about. I wanted to say, I am going to be playing, I'm able to say this, I'm going to be doing some DJ nights coming up. If you want to hear Britpop, February 21st at the Heatley, me and my co-DJ Jordan will be playing Britpop, and on February 13th at the Lido in Vancouver, we'll be playing shoegaze music and sort of pure phase, which is a descriptive word for the type of music we'll be playing. But right now we are, as Nardwar mentioned, doing a fundraiser for CITR and Discorder Magazine, and the show is just about over, so if you want to donate a little money to keep these types of shows going, maybe now's the time to do it.
Donate to CITR.ca, and your donation will help ensure that the Discorder magazine will keep going and keep being archived, and it's been going since 1983. Hopefully, this year, Touchwood will be able to do an actual physical archive of CITR Radio, so you can come in and take a look at the CITR Radio. Well, of course, the archive of CITR is like we've been going since 1937, but the archive of Discorder is we've been publishing since 1983, so people can come in and take a look at the magazines. Again, it's amazing to be part of something like CITR. As I was mentioning earlier, we're hoping to raise $20,000 for CITR Discorder magazine. And when you think about it, it's wild how CITR gives DJs all this experience that's priceless. In fact, right now, you can go to eBay and check out the first Nirvana single, Love Buzz, Sub Pop Singles Club, as I mentioned. It's like $20,000. We were sent that at CITR Radio when it came out, when it was worth like $1 or $2, way before Nirvana took off. At least 2 years before they took off. Amazing. We got first access to that. And that's the sort of thing, like you join CITR or your campus community radio station. There are tons across Canada. There are tons in the States, in Europe, in England. They have hospital radio as well. It's incredible because you get supplied with records. You meet different people. You can do the same stuff with the podcast, but it's pretty cool to meet like-minded people. And if you're interested in anything like that, please feel free to donate to CITR.ca and inspired by Nardwuar, the human serviette. Roger Allen!
Hey, yeah. And speaking of hardcore and relating to the band we're going to play next, I still
actually, Roger, because I'm working the cameras right now, I forgot to turn the mic on myself when I was talking. So all that came out was my words came out of your mouth. So do you endorse everything that I said?
I think it all sounded good, for sure.
So if anybody's looking like, what the hell was Roger going on about? His lips aren't moving. Well, that was actually me, Nardwuar, the human serviette. So sorry about that, Roger. And I did it again. Sorry about that, Roger. Yes, I'm controlling it. That's me in total control.
But back
to you, Roger.
Yeah, I don't think I did anything embarrassing during that. So I think that's probably okay. And yeah, speaking of hardcore, speaking of the band that we'll be playing next, the Cramps, I have this here. CITR presents from England, GBH. So I tore this off a door leaving a concert here at UBC Thunderbird Arena when I saw the band The Cramps. And just another example of what university radio can do. They brought in GBH and the Cro-Mags. Which is pretty amazing, and St. Vitus, and The Cramps was a famous show. I've spoke about it every time I think I've been on this radio program. I saw them here. My parents drove me to it and waited for me outside, which was funny now in retrospect, but I guess they were just being good parents. And I remember the band Slow, especially opening, another Vancouver amazing band. I remember they all wore sort of hospital gowns that had blood spattered on them. I think I was 14. Another thing I really remember is that when the Cramps were on stage, it was Lux Interior's performance. Yeah, it was crazy to see as a 14-year-old. It was an amazing show. And yeah, now we have the records to play after.
And I wanted to mention right here, we got a little comment from Jay, and Jay says, Discorder was such a massively influential magazine in the Pacific Northwest. It was a terrific place to learn and read about all sorts of bands from across the continent, and was incredibly diverse in its reporting and inclusion of all genres. And that was Discorder magazine. Thank you, Jay. And I guess if you want to continue that legacy, feel free to donate to CITR.ca. And to end the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette radio show right now, you mentioned a bit of The Cramps, one of your favorite. You've pretty much played The Cramps quite a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've made it a point, I think, to say that, yeah, I was at this concert at UBC. I think we've played The Cramps many times. One of the very first records I bought when I was just beginning to get into buying records. I was too young. I lived in Delta to take the bus to Vancouver, but my parents said I could go to Richmond. There was a record store in Richmond. I remember buying the cassette for The Cramps' Totally Destroy Seattle, a live concert, and that's sort of when I first heard them. I just thought the album art, or at least the cassette art, looked really cool, and I heard the cassette, and I thought this band is very different, and just always enjoyed their music ever since then. I saw them twice. I saw them once at Love Affair in Vancouver as well with Guitar Wolf.
And to end an Nardwuar, the Human Serviette radio show, we're going to play a picture disc.
Yeah, a picture.
To give a bit of foreshadowing. And shout out also to Jay, who from Blackberry Jam Studios, who mentioned about the Scorta magazine. Jay, thank you for watching. I think you saw one of my first streams ever in like December of 2020, and here you are. And like, now it's like, yes, going way back.
It's the future.
And now it's like February 2025, all the way to CITR. So thank you, Jay, and thank you for recording and all the sound for Evaporators. Jay recorded some early, the first Evaporators release Jay recorded. He's in the chat right now. Citizen Freak was the first release that we recorded in 1989 at Fluid Studios. It might have been 1988. The record came out in 1989. So thank you, Jay, and thank you for all the audio tips. And we got all the proper audio stuff because of you. So thanks so much. And anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Roger?
Anything else? Like we've said, I guess if you're thinking of donating, now's the time to do it. And hopefully CITR will continue on, and we'll be able to continue making these radio shows.
And let's why don't you pick that up and let's show the people what we have to do here on CITR Radio. Yes, you can join CITR and you can be part of this. So to play the Cramps, all I got to do, because it's all queued up right now. It's all queued up. We got it on the board right down there. We have it all the way panned to the right. So all I got to do to end the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show is hit this button. It is that.
Don't push it. Don't push it. Don't let it end.
Yeah, right now. And do-do-loo-doo. Roger.